Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Holy cow, the Rockridge Rockets in 2 weeks. Man, some wild games for them. That classic comeback last week, and Steve Dissler said, let's play an overtime game this week, and the Rockets treat their fans to a great home opener. 33-32 the final. The Rockets win it in OT as they stop a two-point conversion in OT to win the game. And did you take your blood pressure medication last night, or your nitro tabs as they play? Man, what a start for the Rockets. You're going to play that way every week probably now, aren't you?
I hope the ending is that way every week, but I hope it's just not that close. I don't know if I could take that. I told the kids that last night. But it's great to see the fight in those kids and that they never give up. And I think that's a nice little chip on our shoulder going throughout the season too.
Well, and that's one thing I told you off the air, that's maybe, every team looks for an identity, and maybe you got that kind of identity early in the season. As they say, you find a way to win the game, and that's what the Rockets have done in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's what I told the kids, too. I mean, I'd rather have a group of kids with the will to win over the most talented group of kids in the world. I mean, they have it, and that's something special. I mean, you can't teach that. You can't coach that. Just the will to fight back and knowing that, they're always in the game no matter what. They scored a touchdown with, 16 seconds left, and then they completed the two-point conversion, and our kids put their heads down briefly, but they still knew that they had a chance, and that's just a huge quality.
Well, and I know, you talk about like last week, hey, can you recap the game for me last Friday, last Saturday? Impossible to kind of remember what happened with everything. And then, I look at the box score last night, and I just go by score here, Rockridge, Monmouth Roseville, Rockridge, Monmouth Roseville, Monmouth Roseville, Rockridge, Rockridge, Monmouth Roseville. I mean, is that indicative of how crazy that game was last night, I guess?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was so back and forth, and then, one team would get momentum, and then all of a sudden it would get stopped and flip to the other team. We had some really good drives, and then came back out the next drive and couldn't get it done. And the same with Monmouth. I mean, there were some times where they just pounded the ball down the field, scored, and then the next possession it felt like, well, they didn't move it at all. So it was just two teams just in a dogfight till the very end, in a great game.
Well, and I think you said it too, and I was talking to you this morning before we went on the air, is you said the neat thing about the 2 weeks, and I can speak firsthand to week one last week, is a lot of different jersey numbers and a lot of different helmets are factoring into the end result. And I think that probably held true last night for you as well. A lot of kids stepping up. Now, you don't have a huge roster in terms of quantity, but it looks like you have a lot of quality on that roster, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Last week we had kind of talked about Cole being the hero. He had some great plays. Well, they doubled him a lot of tonight. They had a backer on him or a safety over top, so we needed somebody else. Some of our other receivers had some great plays. Obviously, Nico had some things going, but, Nico went down at one point, and we had to bring in a freshman. And I just remember, going out to the huddle and saying, all right, can you catch this toss to Peyton Locke? And he's like, yeah, I can catch it, coach, I can catch it. And I just looked at our receivers and I said, if you seal this edge, he's gone. I mean, he's the fastest kid in our program, and he took it. And I don't know if it was necessary as athleticism that scored the touchdown, or it was a freshman running for his life that scored the touchdown.
maybe a little of both.
He had big eyes when we called him to come out, and I said, we're going to toss it to you. And I saw those eyes light up, and I actually said, do you want a handoff instead? And he goes, no, I'll take the toss. And it may have been because he knew he was running to the edge faster. So that was great to see. And, defensively, we had some different guys making plays. Offensively, our receivers, Peyton Dye and Tommy Frasky, did. I don't know if either of them actually had a reception last night, but, I mean, the way they blocked on the edge, the way they ran their routes hard to pull guys away from everybody else was absolutely huge. Colby Lape is a kid who was an offensive lineman but played some tight end for us, and when he came in late in the game, we were able to run the ball well. So it's great to have pieces, because now it's going to be hard for teams to focus on one guy.
Well, and that is key. And then when you talk about that freshman, I mean, it's one thing to get a carry early in the game. It's another thing to get a carry late in the game with the game on the line. That score by him came in the fourth quarter with 7:19 remaining. So you even add that to the equation, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were still down at that point too. And you know, and we were moving the ball okay, but that play went for what, 60 yards for a touchdown. So I mean, that was a huge chunk for us. He's actually the guy who had the kickoff return last week for the touchdown that got called back. So he's got it. He's got some athleticism. He's obviously got the talent, and we have a ton of talent down there. We got to continue to build it and get him ready.
Well, and then so he replaces Arlatanis. I see he had 25 carries, 161 yards, and then 5 solo tackles, 2 assists. Now, did he come back in the game, or what's his injury situation?
He did. He, at that point, I believe he ran the ball the play before and went down. Somebody had come down on his ankle. And so he was out that play, and then they were checking him out. Then we scored. He's our long snapper also. So we didn't have a long snapper at that point, so that's why we went for 2 late in the game. He got it checked out. I think he sat out one more and happened to be good. And it was just, you know, it was kind of that time where crunch time. I mean, you want to be out there. You want to help us win. And, you know, he dug down deep and had the will to win. But I think he's going to be okay in the long run.
All right. And then just as we wind down this interview here, so we go to OT after they score with 13 seconds, get the 2-point conversion, games goes to OT. Rockets get an 8-yard touchdown pass. The Henry kick is good. So he's doing a good job. Looks like on PATs he hit 3 last night. So then they get a 1-yard run, and they decide, hey, we're going for all the marbles here and going to try and win this thing on the road. So take us through that overtime. Deem hits Henry. You get the Henry kick, and then the defense comes through.
You know, that first of all, that touchdown was interesting because – we rolled out, and we knew we were going to struggle because they had people sitting on the edge. So we actually brought in Colby Lape, who I talked about earlier, to play tight end to help us seal that edge. And he did a fantastic job. And Dean actually had pressure in his face and threw that ball, knew he was going to get hit. I had a discussion with him earlier because he kind of jumped backwards when he had a guy in his face. I said, no, you know, quarterback, you got to be the big boy. You got to stand in the pocket, deliver that throw. And it was great to see him do that because, you know, like I said earlier in the game, he didn't, and that's just growing for a sophomore, and that's huge if a quarterback can do that. Then they got the ball, and we were worried about their ability to run the ball, and they just kind of ran it down our throat, and for that 2-point conversion, they went spread. We knew they were probably going to roll. We sent Nico and got some pressure, and our defensive tackle got some pressure. And luckily, we got to him before he was able to truly set his feet and throw that ball. So it was huge. I mean, and then the sideline just erupted. It was fantastic.
All right. And so you hang on for the victory, go to 2-0. You get a top 10 ranking this week. And who do you play next Friday night?
It's our big rival, and you know how those games go. I mean, it could be anybody could win that game, whether we're 7-0 and they're 0-7 or vice versa. I mean, when you play the big crosstown rival, it's going to be a big one. I told the kids at the end, you know, 2-0 is great, but come 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, it is Orion week, and being 3-0 against Orion is even better.
All right, well, fun night last night for the Rockets. Man, 2 wild weeks for them. They rally week 1 to win 37-30 last night. They hang on in overtime, stop a 2-point conversion, and win the game 33-32. It's Orion and Rock Ridge next Friday night. How about that? A battle of ranked teams. They played 2 classic games last year in the regular season, then in the playoffs as well. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.